Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Wierick versus Commissioner, a tax court case from 1974 about ski lifts and the line between equipment and land. The Wiericks owned a ski area. They claimed the investment credit on parts of their chairlifts. Line towers stood between the terminals and held the lift cable in the air. Sheave assemblies, the wheel units the cable rides on, bolted onto those towers. The IRS agreed the sheaves were machinery. The fight was over the towers and the earthing ramps skiers used to load and unload. Let me explain what is at stake. Some parts of a system look fixed but act like equipment. If you can prove that, you may write them off faster. If not, they stay with the land or buildings which take much longer to deduct. Here is what the court decided. The line towers qualified as machinery. Even though they were fixed in place, they functioned as part of the lift system. They carried the cable. The lift could not run without them. Working as a machine part mattered more than standing still. The towers got the investment credit. The earthen ramps did not. Shaped dirt is land work. It does not become equipment just because skiers use it to reach a machine. There is something worth knowing about this case. It is a taxpayer mixed result. The towers won. The ramps lost. If you ever see Wiericks cited as a total win, that is incomplete. What does this mean for a cost segregation study? If you own a ski area, a lift system, or any property with machine-like supports, Wierick helps. The case says fixed supports can count as equipment if they exist only to help machine work. Tower-style supports, equipment frames, and similar structures may qualify. A careful study breaks systems into parts and classifies each part's function. That is what the court did with towers, sheaves, and ramps. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report